Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. On October the 1st, the online exchanges go online. That's when people can get our first peek at what the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act will do, possibly do for you. We can see what the policies are available. But still, there's a lot of work to be done in letting people know that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is coming, it is here, and that it is available for people to sign up. And so certain organizations have gathered and navigators have been hired by some in order to enroll people or help people get enrolled. And one of those organizations is Enroll America. And Joe Ibarra of the South Texas Regional, he's South Texas Regional Organizing Lead of Enroll America. Joe, welcome to The Source.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Our phone lines are open. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, also about some news that developed with Governor Rick Perry yesterday saying that the state of Texas is going to make some requirements in place for the navigators, and that could prevent them from actually taking part in the Obamacare rollout, and that could hurt the possibility of Obamacare being a successful rollout. And so our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980, if you want to comment, if you've got a question about that. And later in the half hour, we will be hearing from Representative Garnett Coleman of Houston, a Democrat, and he has going to react to the news of Governor Perry's instructions to put some regulations on those health exchange navigators. So, Joe Ibarra, let me ask you, what is Enroll America doing? What is Enroll America? What is the organization, and what are y'all doing with the Affordable Care Act?
Sure. So we are actually not a navigator. So navigators are community-based organizations who have been given federal money to help folks navigate the exchanges. And so what we are actually doing is educating and informing the public on their health care options under the Affordable Care Act when these new marketplaces open.
So the navigators are there to really help people, like, be at their shoulder as they go through the plans and say, this is works, this is that, that here's how you can evaluate what plan may be good for you. But then we have this other entity of these people, just like activists, people saying, here's what's going on. You know, the Affordable Care Act is here, and I'm not going to tell you what plan works for you, but you should check it out. Is that it?
Absolutely. So the navigators, we have three organizations that are going to serve as navigators for Bexar County. And so when you look at a population the size of Bexar County, it's going to be hard for three organizations to do it themselves. And those organizations here are CommuniCare, Centro Med, and the Alamo Area Council of Governments. And so what we are trying to do, and other organizations like Enroll America, is really serve as the outreach and education arm for them and encourage the general public who need to get insured to learn about what's available to them through these navigators.
So you've already held neighborhood meetings, community meetings, and you're going door to door. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So we're using strictly grassroots tactics to reach the community. We are setting up tables and walking through crowds at community fairs, at different events. We've canvassed neighborhoods. We are calling folks on the phone. We have participated at different church services. So wherever we can reach a large amount of folks, we are trying to be there to make sure that folks are really understanding what's available to them.
So what are people's main questions? I know that there was a recent study that showed that 47% of Americans aren't even aware that the Affordable Care Act is coming online in October the 1st.
Sure. So, I mean, there is a lot of misinformation out there. So questions range from, what are the exchanges? What kind of help is going to be available to them when they sign up for an insurance plan? A lot of folks have questions on the so-called penalties. A lot of folks want to know where they can find the navigators, and then what types of information they'll need to bring when they sit down and work with a navigator to find a plan that's best for them and their families.
So I guess the first question is, do I qualify to even, because some people actually don't even make enough money to qualify to get into the Affordable Care Act, because there was the assumption that the Texas would expand Medicaid, and that would take up the help ensure the people who were below poverty level, And then it was the working class folks that would be able to sign up for Obamacare. But now that's not happening because Medicaid was not expanded in the state of Texas because of decisions made by the state's leadership.
Right. So will it qualify is a huge question. Our best estimates is that a family earning between $24,000 and $94,000 will qualify for subsidies on the marketplaces based on a sliding scale. Now, what we are doing when we outreach to folks is we are sending them to navigators regardless of income. And so we really want them to work with the navigators to find out if they qualify or not. And for folks who don't qualify, a lot of these navigators are going to be able to help them find some sort of low-cost health substitute so they can receive some sort of health care.
So we're talking with Joe Ibarra. He's with Enroll America. And if you've got a question about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and whether or not you qualify or what it can do for you, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email those questions to thesource@tpr.org. I think it throws people off is this the fact the subsidies that are out there and how you don't know when you look at the Affordable Care Act when it comes online, those subsidies aren't going to be obvious. You have to go into how much money I make, how large is my family before you can figure out what your subsidy is going to be.
That's correct. And again, that's why it's extremely important for folks to work through a navigator. They'll be able to pinpoint where you fit on that sliding scale and choose an insurance plan that fits you and your family. It's not going to be obvious. When folks do qualify for a subsidy, there are a number of ways that they can choose to receive that subsidy. So, that's why we are encouraging folks to speak with navigators.
Yeah, speak to a navigator. That's what you're telling them to do. But Rick Perry is telling people not so fast with the navigators. He has put in a directive for the Texas Department of Insurance to put some qualifications on for navigators. And those qualifications won't even be announced until January 1st when Obamacare goes live. And there's only 30 days left for enrollment at that point. So that's a problem. If you don't have navigators to help people with this process, what are you going to do?
Well, we are going to continue our outreach and education. We are going to move forward as if the navigators are going to come online on October 1st. And should that date get moved past, we are going to push forward with trying to educate the community. So that way, when the navigators do come online, whether it's October 1st, January 1st, February, what have you, they are ready to enroll.
And so what's another question that people ask you guys quite a bit? They want to know, what do they want to know?
A big question is, what do I need when I go see a navigator? And so it's very simple. So you need your identification, ID, and you need some sort of proof of income. And so whether that's
a
paycheck stub, a W-2,
taxes,
tax returns. And so one of those, you don't need to bring your whole tax return. If you have it readily available, you could use it.
Okay, we're going to continue our conversation after the break. We've got Joe Ibarra in the studio from Enroll America. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, which the online exchanges become available on October the 1st. But there are some difficulties. We have Governor Rick Perry trying to throw a monkey wrench into the process. We're going to have more on the conversation when we come back from the break. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. That is goes in effect on January 1st, but on October the 1st, that's when we see for the first time what the online exchanges are going to have for us. That's where many people can go and select a policy that will that they can choose from. It could be a bronze, a gold, platinum, silver type policy. And there's information about these offsets, which is like subsidies that you get from the government depending upon your income and the size of your family. But navigators are very very helpful individuals who are supposed to be out there to help people figure this out, because it's not that easy. If you've ever done anything with the government, you know there's a lot of paperwork and there's a lot of tough questions. A navigator is supposed to help you, you know, navigate the process. That's why they call them navigators, I guess. Anyway, so Governor Perry yesterday announced that he wants to put some regulations, new regulations, on the navigators. He says this is to actually improve the process and improve the security of the system. But there are other people who say that's not really going to be the final outcome, and that this is actually going to be something that's going to impede the process of Obamacare. And with me on the line to talk about that is State Representative Garnett F. Coleman, a Democrat from Houston. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, Representative Coleman, what is your reaction to learning that Governor Perry's decision to make it put these restrictions on the navigators?
Well, it's clear that he wants to sabotage the rollout of the exchanges that will allow people to get affordable coverage by making it more difficult for navigators to do their jobs, which is to get people to the best plan for their needs at the cost that they can afford.
In order for the Obamacare economics to work, for the math to work, they have to enroll people. People have to sign up for these policies, particularly young people who aren't going to have that many health care needs. But you know, the more people that can enter into the process, the bigger the risk pool, and it works. If they can, people who are opposed to Obamacare, if they can set up obstacles to keep people from signing up, then it's more likely that the insurance system will go into a death spiral, as they call it. So do you think this is the objective?
Yes. It's just the same as the objective of the Republican House members in Congress who have said we won't have a deal on the budget or a deal on the cap on spending or borrowing unless we get rid of Obamacare. So this is a one-note deal that's full of politics that is using the insurance department and regulation to literally mess it up from the inside. And let's be clear, navigators have been used before. They were used by the George W. Bush administration for the Medicare prescription drug program. And no one had a problem thinking that there would be some fraud or misuse of information, which in this program is illegal, and the information is not kept. But even more importantly, when someone says that they believe that information might be misused, has that happened with our very own eligibility workers who are under the same guidelines? No, it has not. So this is a roadblock that is a political roadblock with no advantage to anyone, only disadvantage to those people who need health insurance.
The people who support the Governor Perry's decision on this say that these navigators essentially are insurance salesmen. They help people find the right insurance policies for them. But these insurance sales individuals usually go through a lot of training and they're certified, and they expect the same from these navigators.
They're not insurance salesmen at all. What they are people who are informing individuals about what might be good for them. And those individuals then make the decision whether they want to buy insurance, number one, and they don't want to buy it, and which plan is best for them. That's the reason why on the Medicare prescription drugs this was used. We were talking about the elderly people who may not have as good an understanding as anyone would like in order to choose correctly. This is a choice not made by these individuals. It's a choice made by the person who is taking up the insurance.
So a navigator doesn't profit one way or the other if a person chooses the platinum program versus a silver program. It's all the same.
Not at all. So, it's all the same. The navigator is compensated for being of assistance to that individual who who is looking to buy health insurance, and that's it. They get paid the same amount of money regardless of the purchases. This is not a split the profits kind of deal. This is a make sure people get to the right insurance policy for them, whether it be, as you mentioned earlier, bronze, silver, gold. And to help folks understand, just like when we started Medicaid managed care, that there may be some premiums that go along with some of the plans, like health club memberships. These are value adds that might be good for a particular individual that moves them to a plan. But again, these plans are competitive and they're competing against each other, but the need is based on the individual buying plan.
There have been other obstacles. I mean, it seems like this is political trench warfare that obviously the GOP leadership of Texas are very much invested in trying to prevent a successful rollout, invested in trying to keep this from being a success in Obamacare, because if it is a success, then all of their predictions of doom and train wrecks have been, you know, have been wrong. So they've done other things. They will not reveal what the plans are early. We don't know until October the 1st what the policies could be.
That's right. And this is what's important. Governor Perry has been the spearhead, the leader in the nation on moving states to either not take do the Medicaid expansion or expansion coverage, and now to muck up the works of the exchanges. And so, you know, maybe it's about his run for president. Maybe it's about, I don't know what it is. Maybe he just didn't want people to have health insurance. That's the conclusion I've come to. But, again, this is really coincidental because it's happening at a time when other Republican governors are now moving to do the Medicaid expansion. And so his campaign that went on during the spring is sputtering a little bit because states are realizing and Republican governors are realizing that all of this is good for the people in their states and good for their economies as well.
Is there any appeal, any way to change this outcome that Governor Perry says that the navigators have to have passed these new regulations, and we won't even know what those new regulations are until possibly January 1st?
Yes. First of all regulations have to be published in the Texas Journal, and in that journal, anybody can, anyone can protest the rules or regulations, and it can also protest that the rulemaking authority goes beyond the legislation that is being used to validate that rulemaking. In other words, the bill that Senator Watson passed does not go this far, and these regulations and rules go further than the intent of the bill, which means the rulemaking is questionable as to its legality.
All right, so there's another avenue there to try and challenge this. I want to thank you so much, State Representative Garnet Coleman of Houston. Thank you for joining us and telling us how things are going from your point of view. Thank you very much.
It's my honor, and anytime you need anything, let me know.
All right, thank you, sir. I want to get to a phone call. We do have a caller who's got a question about the Obamacare rollout for our friend Joe Ibarra. So Randall is on the line. Randall, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Randall, go ahead.
My question is this. I have a 26-year-old son, so he's no longer on our insurance. He is a legal resident of Texas, but he is in Missouri, and he has several part-time jobs there, none of which offer insurance. My question first is, if he wants to look at a subsidized plan after October the 1st, does he apply through the mechanisms in Missouri or through Texas? I'm not sure what to tell him.
All right, Randall, let's see if Joe can help us with that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and it's similar to many of the questions we're receiving when we're out and speaking to the public. So I do not have a specific answer for you, unfortunately. What I would direct you to check is healthcare.gov. So healthcare.gov is a great resource. They have frequently asked questions on there. They do have a 24/7 800 number where you can ask questions such as the one you have and get the proper answer. And you can call at any time. We've had some of our representatives call on a Saturday morning at 2 a.m. just to check and see if they were online, and they are.
Randall, sorry I couldn't be more help than that, but there are experts out there ready to help you. And that number again, and that where do you go for it?
You go to healthcare.gov, and so make sure it's .gov. If you Google it, .com would come up, .net, make sure it's .gov. And when you're there on the homepage, you will be able to find that 800 number.
So what's October the 1st going to look like for you, Joe? It was going to be a busy day?
It's going to be a busy day for us and a busy day for our navigators out here in Bexar County.
Yeah, and the question is, I mean, obviously there's going to be a court battle now to see if those navigators are going to be allowed to navigate with the people, according to, from what we heard from Representative Coleman. Definitely want to thank Joe Ibata from Enroll America. He's the South Texas Regional Organizing Lead for the organization. They're out there helping people become aware of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and we'll continue on this topic as the date approaches. And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.